defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It's been a wild day so far today. A great day, actually. Let's tell you how the day started, then I want to move into a couple areas of discussion. First off, 6:30 this morning, I did a what turned out to be a great interview on One American News Network this morning, and I want to thank One American News Network and the production staff and the host, Stephanie Myers, who gave me the opportunity as a guest on the morning news this morning, 6:30 Eastern Time, 3:30 Pacific Time, to discuss the New York State Pistol Rifle Association case versus New York City that the Supreme Court just heard oral arguments on the 2nd on Monday. And then the interview pivoted over to Bloomberg. So if you have an opportunity, I believe the interview's been running throughout the day today. I don't know. If you missed it, Google it up. I'll put it up on my social media site when I can get the time and pull a link up. I have not had time to do that all day, but we'll get to that at some point. So here we are, the end of the week. By the way, that's a fun way to bring the week to a close before we go to the Monster Cast. Pensacola, not going to talk about that today. Still don't know enough about it. We'll let that ride and probably mention it Sunday if it's even worth mentioning. Another gun-free zone where a psychopath knew he would have free reign. I will leave it at that for now. We'll talk about Pensacola later. Don't like to talk about those because not enough is known. Mike Bloomberg. Let me go to Bloomberg right now and spend as much time as I need to. Yesterday, Bloomberg put out his ending gun violence epidemic plan, if you will. And this reads like, as we, Mike Bloomberg is a well-known commodity. We know what Bloomberg is all about. Mike Bloomberg is a confiscatory animal. He wants to take away your right to keep and bear arms. So let's go through some of what it is that Mike Bloomberg, who of course is now running for president, is pushing and will push if he gets the primary. He's laid out his plan. Let's take a look at these and analyze each and every one of them. Because according to Bloomberg, he believes, and don't you gotta love this, that America needs a president who will make gun violence a top priority. Gun violence. Now, keep in mind, they're not talking about gun violence. He's not talking about crime. He's talking about you. Because as we go through this list, you'll note crime isn't mentioned, and nowhere in here, nothing proposed would stop any crime, only infringe on you. It's remarkable, actually. You wonder why they don't just come out and tell the truth. Yes, I agree with Beto. We want to take your guns. That's what he needs to say. Instead, he cloaks it and he lies about it and spends $100 million, gets the media to do his bidding for him, and in the end, wants nothing short of confiscation. He says America needs a president who will make gun violence a top priority and who has a track record of taking on the NRA as if the NRA, and this is all you need to know about whether or not they're concerned with crime. Show me a card-carrying NRA member that has committed any mass murder that Mike Bloomberg thinks any one of his phony points are going to stop. None. There are none. Again, these people are obsessed. They believe that, the National Rifle Association has the little guy sitting up on the murderer's shoulder. Go in, wipe out the school, kill as many kids as you can, said the NRA. I'm the NRA. Couldn't be further from the truth. Mike Bloomberg attacks the NRA. He attacks you. And he says, and I quote, of taking on the NRA and winning. He's done it. That's what he says. He says his candidacy is about getting things done. So he's offering a new gun safety policy proposal. Gun safety policy proposal. Gun safety policy proposal. These people couldn't tell the truth. You talk about intellectual dishonesty. These people couldn't tell the truth, even if they knew what the truth was. They're so devoid of facts now. They don't even know what the truth is anymore. So let's go through it. It's aimed at stopping the epidemic of gun violence in America. Is he talking about crime in Chicago, gang crime in every single Democrat-controlled city in the country? If he is, he doesn't mention it. That should be, right there, a red flag, to use the term properly, for you. This comprehensive gun safety policy includes 5 key pillars. Designed to create an effective background check system, keep guns away from people who pose a danger to themselves or others, because I guess Mike Bloomberg can tell, see the future, understands people, and protect young people in schools and Americans in their homes, tackle daily gun violence in the hardest hit communities. Notice it's not crime, it's gun violence. It's not crime in the hardest hit communities. And confront the gun industry head on. For doing what? Lawfully selling a constitutionally protected lawful product? A multi-billion dollar industry that we just found out this week on this very program? 423 million guns in the hands of well over 120 million Americans used safely every single day. Those numbers are not mine. Those numbers are direct from the NSSF and the ATF, not from this radio host. Mike Bloomberg can't spin those numbers. So I want you to keep that in perspective as we go through this. Here's what his proposal includes. He wants more effective background checks. He wants to require a point of sale background check for all gun sales and finally close the private sale loophole. Everything's a loophole with these dishonest people, which enables prohibited people to buy guns simply by finding unlicensed sellers at gun shows or on the internet. So what Mike Bloomberg thinks is going to happen is, because what he's just described is a crime. So Mike Bloomberg thinks if he tells you you have to get a background check to buy a gun and there can be no private transactions without a background check, number one, he'll never know if that private transaction ever occurred or not. And number two, he's going to hope that criminals will follow his new law and not buy guns from other gangbangers who steal them without a background check. The whole thing's a farce. The whole thing is a lie. It is step one in mandatory registration. What would make me tell you that Mike Bloomberg has no problem with registration? Well, his second step in the more effective background checks is require every gun buyer to get a permit before making a purchase. You know, a la New York, FOID cards in Illinois. You have to get a permit. Now, who gets to determine whether or not you get a permit? Are you a law-abiding American under any criminal indictment? Are you what? Who are you? Everybody gets a permit? No. Only the people they say fit their rules get a permit before making a purchase. Draconian? That word doesn't go far enough. He wants to use sales records to identify crime guns and notify local police when individuals have been prohibited from having a gun. I'm not really sure what that means. I'll let you think about that. Use sales records to identify crime guns, because I guess all crime guns are bought legally by people who have his permit and got a background check. So I guess that ends the people who broke into my local shop three times by backing a stolen Durango into it until the wall caved in. Because I can assure you, none of them filled out a form 4473 and left it on the counter. So I'm not sure where Bloomberg's going with that. But he wants a central system. Do you need to go any farther? He wants a central system. That means Bloomberg wants to know who you are, where you are at all times, what you own, and whether or not he allowed you to have a permit. Remember, this is the guy that wants to take away your hot dogs and your sodas. A central system will let local authorities know when a gun owner has become barred from having firearms. When a gun owner has become barred from having firearms due to a criminal conviction or a restraining order. Don't we already know if someone is barred from having a firearm if they're criminally convicted or have the restraining order already? Why do we need a central database? If you commit a felony, you lose your Second Amendment rights. Do you see where Bloomberg wants to go here? He wants to create a federal database of you. He wants to know where every single one of those 423 million guns are and in whose hands they're in. Michael Bloomberg wants to turn you into a felon. He wants to allow for extreme risk screening before guns are purchased so that issuers. I'm only on number one, listener. These are just the bullet points under number one. Allow for extreme risk screening before guns are purchased so that issuers would be equipped to deny licenses to troubled people who pose a danger to themselves or others. Again, because Michael Bloomberg's little fantasy minions have the power of extrasensory psycho whatever. They can see through you and know everything about you. And, of course, just number one, curb the dangers of downloadable guns and ghost guns by reversing Trump's proposed firearm export regulations that loosen oversight of gun exports. This is just the beginning. We're going to continue the discussion in the next few segments for the rest of the hour. Don't forget, North American Arms, the hat and gun giveaway is in full swing right now. Go to NorthAmericanArms.com, get the phone number, call them. Tell them you heard on Armed American Radio that they're giving away free hats. They will send you a free hat, and your name goes in the gun giveaway. I'll be giving away two guns. North American Arms. I'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside these GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. We're going to move to number two now on Michael Bloomberg's list, as if number one wasn't enough. At least you see the direction that Mike Bloomberg, America's number one gun hater, wants to take this country. Let's go back quickly. Would requiring a point of sale background check for all gun sales and closing a private sale loophole stop the crime in Chicago in any way, shape, or form? Let's go through the criminal den test. Remember the criminal den test? We haven't spoken about it in a couple weeks. Let's go back here. Oh, man. Picture the criminals sitting in their den, preparing to rob a liquor store or do whatever it is criminals, when they talk about committing crimes, do in their little criminal den. And let's see if this passes the smell test. Require point-of-sale background checks for all gun sales. And finally close the private sale loophole. Oh, man. I was going to rob the ABC down there on Friday. But I'm not going to have to get a background check to get my gun in order to do that. Does this pass the smell test? Of course it doesn't. It's absurd to even bring up. But we have to. They require us to. They force us to. Which enables prohibited people to buy guns simply by finding unlicensed sellers at gun shows or on the internet. Oh, man. I can't go down to the gun show and buy a gun? Oh, now it's going to be illegal for me to do that? Okay. I'll just break into that car. The whole thing is ludicrous. I'm not even going to waste your time with that. None of this passes the criminal den smell test. Keeping guns out of the wrong hands. Let's go to number two. Close loopholes. I thought we did that in number one, Sean. We're back at number two. Close loopholes, including one that prohibits married domestic abusers from possessing guns, but not unmarried ones. So here come the bullet points. Close the boyfriend loophole, which is a made-up term by Mike Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. That's a silly name, too, by the way, when you think about it. Close the boyfriend loophole, which allows domestic abusers to have guns despite criminal convictions of or restraining orders simply because they are not married to their victims. The boyfriend loophole. Next, pass a federal... Oh, here it comes. I was wondering where this was coming from. Red flag law that expands extreme risk orders to 50 states and funds state efforts to maximize the policy. Let me go back up to number one. Allow for extreme risk screening before guns are purchased. That means you got to get a mental health background check approved by Bloomberg's fantasy minions before you can get a permit to then allow you to buy a firearm. This is worse than Virginia. This is what they want for you. And the media is not going to go through this like this. They're not going to explain this in detail. They're going to call it Bloomberg's gun safety proposals and lobbing big giant softballs the size of basketballs. Require gun buyers, to be at least 21 years old to buy handguns and semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. Because if you're 18 years old, you lose your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. You should lose all of your constitutional rights. You shouldn't be old enough to go into the military. If you want to take somebody's ability, their right to purchase a firearm at 18 years old, then you need to create that person as a child until they are 21 in all facets of their life. If that individual is old enough to enter into a contract to be married or buy anything or begin a business or borrow money or go bankrupt or do whatever it is adults can do, that individual has a right to buy a firearm, period. So Mike Bloomberg is now wanting to screw you, if you're between 18 and 21, out of your right to purchase anything to be able to defend and protect your home or apartment. And we're still at number two. Set a temporary bar on gun possession by assault and other violent misdemeanor offenders. Protect our children and communities by banning assault weapons. Well, hold on a second. I remember playing a clip on this broadcast just a couple weeks ago of Mike Bloomberg discussing Beto O'Rourke's confiscatory plans. Mike Bloomberg in that clip, which I'm not going to play for you today, but he, if I remember correctly, He said Beto's plan wouldn't work. I don't know how you would do that. There's already so many of them out there. You'd have to go after the gun manufacturers, is what he said, if I remember that correctly. So he wants to protect our children and communities by banning assault weapons, protecting schools, and preventing unintentional shootings. Michael Bloomberg must be aware of the fact that there are, how many did we tell you yesterday? Nearly 18 million AR-15s. How many millions? Well, that number will double or triple if Mike Bloomberg were to be elected president. Double or triple easily. Probably quadruple if they knew that Mike Bloomberg was going to be president, or even, not even if he was elected, even stood a chance. If he was the nominee, that number, well, I tell you what, you better buy your AR-15s now, because that fear, you thought Obama was a good gun salesman? Michael Bloomberg's going to bury his records, going to bury his numbers. Yeah. Reinstate the federal ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Millions and millions and millions of them are in law-abiding American hands. And here's the deal, Mike. We're not handing them to you. You're not getting them. It ain't going to happen, brother. Wishful thinking. Require secure storage of firearms, which have been shown to reduce the risk of child gun injuries by up to 85%. I thought this was about, didn't I say it wasn't about crime? There you go. Silly me. However, an estimated 4.6 million American children live in houses with an unlocked gun. Well, if your statistics are right, we should probably have 4.6 million dead children, correct, Bloomberg? Ban all guns in K through 12 schools, colleges, and universities except for law enforcement. So that means Bloomberg wants to step into your community and tell you what's best for you protecting your children in your own schools. Remember, this is the man who wants to take away your sugary drinks, ban your hot dogs, and whatever else he doesn't like that he doesn't think you should have. While he stood on the podium at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest to kick it off every single year, where people threw 66 to 80 hot dogs down their gut in a less than, what, 10 minutes? Capital H for hypocrite is what I told Stephanie Myers when you described Bloomberg. You've got to spell that hypocrite with a capital H. Ban all guns in K through 12, except for law enforcement, who can't be everywhere and in all schools all the times. Michael Bloomberg wants to leave your children unprotected and undefended, because Michael Bloomberg does not believe that you or your teachers or your ex-military or veteran or whoever it may be that might be teaching at a school is capable of using a firearm to defend your child. But Mike Bloomberg can do it. And let's not forget the fact that Mike Bloomberg is surrounded by the very tool he is telling you he doesn't want you to have and that you have to jump through hoops to obtain. Because, well, that's what he said. And you know what? He can say those things because to him, he's Michael Bloomberg. He's from New York. He's a billionaire. He knows what's best for you and what's best for everybody else. You don't need to be eating those things. You don't need to be drinking those sugary drinks. And you certainly don't need to be having the firearms around, because you're not safe with them. You don't know how to use them, okay? And everything that you have in your safe is responsible for whatever else is going on out there in the world, because you're just not responsible enough to have these things. Unlike me, I don't have to have them. I have people around me who have them. So you shouldn't have them, unless you can be like me and afford people around you who have them. Mark will be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap, foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom-built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Group Platinum microphone. We're back in segment three. Let me take this quick opportunity to again ask you to please, please, please support the sponsors of this program and the MonsterCast program. Bursa is our newest firearms manufacturer sponsor. More about that on the upcoming Sunday broadcast. It's so good, I know, to have them on. Rafael is a great guy. I can't wait to bring him to the show and others. Wow. So much happening on the Armed American Radio Network. You know what was really funny? I got to tell you this. During the One American News Network interview today on television, the bag of Defender Coffee was behind me. It was great. Over my left shoulder, and then over my right shoulder was the barrel of my AR-15. You know, that sits there when I do these television interviews, and I love it when I do interviews on, like, the BBC and the hateful, the anti-gunners, the gun prohibitionists, the foreigners. None of them has ever caught that. None of them have ever said that or even attempted to take it out of the shot. It's hilarious. So we're going to keep it there. So if you see the interview, you'll notice that Defender Coffee's in there. Please support everybody that supports us, okay? All of them. Leadsinger's Whiskey, if you can find it in your neighborhood, and I know you can. It's all over the country now, over 40 states. Ammoland.com, Personal Defense Network, Ammoland.com/AAR. Join these groups. Do I have to tell you to go to GunBroker.com and sign up for free? The range bag giveaway is coming up here in the next few days. I haven't made up my mind yet. on, I think I may announce it on Sunday's program. I don't know. You'll have to listen Sunday to find out. But I'm going to blow out three range bags, probably one coming up this weekend, the next, and the next to blow out December. I think that's how we'll work it in December. So we'll just give three away, one a week. How about that? I'll announce that on Sunday. Okay, let's go back to Michael Bloomberg briefly. Briefly, I don't know. We're going to stay on Michael Bloomberg as much as we want to. He tackled, now let's go into, I guess this is Bloomberg's way of saying crime, because they just can't say crime. Because if they say crime, then it takes you out of the equation, doesn't it? Think about that. If they specifically point, that's why they say gun safety and gun violence. Because if you're a gun owner, you're part of the problem because, well, gun, right? But if they say crime, that wipes out 99% of all gun owners, doesn't it? Of course it does. So this is why they don't focus on crime. And they say gun violence and gun safety and things like this. Gun safety measures. They cloak their argument. Twofold. One, because if they equate you with crime, that's an argument that's easily defeated. And of course, the other one is it's going to ruffle your feathers and it's going to destroy their narrative. And they can't have that, can they? Here's how they do it. Tackle daily gun violence in the hardest hit communities. How about talk about crime, tackling crime in Democrat-controlled cities? How about we say that? Tackle daily gun violence in the hardest hit communities should actually be, let's tackle crime in the hardest hit Democrat-controlled cities, where our policies have failed miserably for nearly 100 years. And take a listen to how they plan on doing this, because that, what he's talking about, I guess, in a weird way, this is his way of discussing crime. Let's try it this way. Fund at least $100 million annually for local violence intervention programs. Does that mean give a criminal a class on how not to be a criminal, intervene in their life early before they become gangbangers, and hope that they keep following their 12-step intervention program? Is that what that means? Let's throw $100 million at it. You see, the Democrats believe if you throw money at something, it's going to fix the problem. Look at Chicago. Look at any, again, here we go. You show me an American city in decay, I will show you a city controlled by socialists for decades. Michael Bloomberg wants to throw money at it. Why? Why threw $100 million at it? Don't blame me. Blame the mayor over there. I don't know. Wasn't as good a mayor as I was, right? Fund at least $100 million annually for local violence intervention programs. Okay. Increase ATF funding by up to $100 million annually. He likes that number. Hey, Mike, send me $100 million. So that the Bureau is able to police the gun industry more effectively. Because it's the gun industry committing drive-by shootings in Democrat socialist-controlled cities across the country, right? I mean, listen to this nonsense. Fund at least $100 million, another $100 million annually for public health research into gun violence. You mean crime? Because we already have something called criminal psychology. I happen to know a criminal psychologist personally. Maybe you should talk to them. Require all gun buyers, that's me and you, to wait at least 48 hours before any firearm purchase, because this is going to tackle daily gun violence in the hardest hit Democrat socialist run cities. So gangbangers sitting around their lair, here's what they're saying. You got to pass this test. Yo, man, those people that go out and buy guns legally have to wait 2 days before any firearm purchase. So we can't rob a liquor store until they get their gun. Of course it's absurd. It's nonsense. Make straw purchasing and trafficking standalone federal crimes. Okay, let's make what's already illegal even illegaler with serious penalties for offenders in order to help stop illicit sales, because every criminal is going to stop illegally trafficking in the firearms they steal from people's cars and when they take stolen Durangos and bash in gun shop walls. This is just asinine stuff. I don't even know how these people can talk about this in front of a camera with a straight face. And let's go to the last one in this group. Require all gun owners, that's me and you, must report to police if their firearms have been lost or stolen within 3 days after they know or should know that their guns are missing. Here's something for you. How about any law-abiding citizen who has their car broken into and their gun taken is probably going to do it immediately without you nannying me? How about that? I don't need you to nanny me, Bloomberg, to tell me that I have to report my stuff stolen. And what does it do if I don't? He turns me into a criminal, not the person who stole the gun. Oh, good heavens. Just patently asinine. Here we go. This one gets serious, and I'm glad to see that Bloomberg is finally getting serious. Here we go. Next category. Hold the gun industry accountable and elevate government's response to the gun violence crisis. Those two sentences don't have the first half of that sentence doesn't even belong in the sentence with the second half. Those are mutual. It doesn't even make sense. Hold the gun industry accountable and elevate government's response to the gun violence crisis. Elevate government's response. How are we going to do that, Mike? Repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act so that gun makers and gun dealers will no longer have broad immunity from civil suits. Well, how about we write the rest of that sentence for you? Repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act so that gun makers and gun dealers will no longer have broad immunity from civil lawsuits brought by groups like mine who want to end civilian disarmament and can't do it legislatively because of the people's constitutional right to keep and bear arms, and therefore want to be able to sue gun manufacturers out of business for selling lawful, legal products, just like we intend to do to the automobile industry when it comes to drunk drivers driving their vehicles who commit crimes. I know it is. It's hard to keep Angry Mark in the box when I go through this stuff. Here you go. Mike wants to allow the Consumer Product Safety Commission to treat guns like other household products so that the federal government will have the power to set safety requirements for gun technology. That means force the gun manufacturers to make things that are not yet available and make the government responsible for doing that. You talk about the nanny state. My God, if this guy ever gets close to the White House, this guy will have no problem going door to door and in your face to see to it that you comply with his edicts. You have any guns? You drinking any soda? You shouldn't be eating that hot dog. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away. I'm telling you, that's why you're not allowed to go away, because I told you you're not. Very scary time in America, isn't it? Frightening time in America. These people, it's hard to believe these people are Americans talking about their fellow citizens. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe. Ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. We're going to wrap up with this Bloomberg stuff. Take a breather during the break. This is ice water. Hold on. I figured I didn't need any more coffee today. I've been drinking coffee since 5:15 this morning. I got to go through the rest of this list with you, and this is not easy to do. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Gotta start doing some, just deep breaths. It's like you're being in a yoga class right now. Got to reduce some stress during when you read this stuff. So Mike wants to repeal the PLCAA so he can sue gun manufacturers for the actions of a criminal, which, by the way, a word he has not used yet. Did you find that interesting? Then he wants to allow the Consumer Product Safety Commission to treat guns, I guess, like chemicals, so that the federal government can have the power to set safety requirements for gun technology. Let me tell you what's in play here. If the gun you bought is defective and blows your hand off because it malfunctioned, you can sue the gun manufacturer. Did you know that? But you cannot sue them for the actions of a third party who criminally misused their product any more than you could somebody who threw Clorox bleach in somebody's face. We do not sue Procter & Gamble or whoever makes Clorox bleach, unless you're Mike Bloomberg. But that's what they're talking about doing to the firearms industry. Formally declare the gun violence crisis, which is not a crisis. We've proven that how many times? From 1994 to 2018, reduction in crime in this country by 48%. Murder rate dropping by double digits year after year after year. This man is nothing short of a flat-out bald-faced liar, but he can get away with it because he controls the media. A public health emergency so that they can expedite funds and research. I guess it's probably, I'm going to guess, about $100 million, right, for funds and research. That seems to be the magic number. So what Michael Bloomberg really wants to do is make it a national crisis, national emergency, just like we heard the dim-witted socialists talking about it previously, very early on their so-called campaign trail before their little gun control schemes buried them at 0 to 2% in the polls. Bloomberg hasn't yet quite figured that one out. But I'm glad he made this public so we can talk about it day after day after day. Here's one. Appoint a White House gun coordinator, a gun czar. We've never heard these before, have we? To mobilize the public to fight gun violence and launch an interagency hub to fight gun violence, an interagency hub. So we're going to have, I guess we're all going to wear uniforms. And some of us are going to go door to door in Michael Bloomberg's world. And we're going to work with and fight gun violence in our communities as a part of a government entity. Then he wants to focus executive energy on suicide reduction, school safety interventions, and corporate partnerships. Ooh, you know, more Walmarts, more extortion. It's not a partnership to these people. They don't enter into partnerships. Walmart has nothing to do with the actions of someone who buys one of their products and uses it with criminal intent. Walmart is in no way responsible for that third party. In no way. Bloomberg wants to be able to extort, as his groups are currently doing, corporations in America to his social justice warrior cause or else. I'm not going to give you $100 million. That's his entire plan. And then below that, what he wants to do is begin recruiting Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. Now, it is going to be fascinating to me to watch this campaign as Bloomberg ramps up his calls for gun control at a time when the party has said, we might want to shut up about gun control. Michael Bloomberg can't shut up about gun control. It's what he is. It's who he is. That's who Michael Bloomberg is. That's what he is. That's his persona. That's his picture. He cannot hide from it. He cannot run from it as much as he might like to want to try. He can't double speak around it. He can't speak in forked tongues. Michael Bloomberg is the individual responsible for funding probably 80% of the anti-gun, gun prohibitionist movement in this nation, including the dopes like Swalwell, Smallwell, and Beto, and everything they talked about, including Kamala Harris, who is no longer in the race, and others who will soon be out of the race, including Biden. He can't run from it. He owns it. Everything that came out of Beto O'Rourke's mouth is going to be plastered all over Michael Bloomberg. Now, we've already seen him shift and apologize. We've already seen the hypocrite in Mike Bloomberg regarding the hypocrisy on the New York state law, which he had no problems with the premises license at all, none whatsoever, but now claims the city went too far. Why? Well, the Supreme Court's looking at the case, aren't they there, Bloomy, huh? Remember the guy from Cheers? That just reminded me of him. Yeah, how about that there, Sammy? Like Cliff Clavin? I don't know what brought that up, but it just reminded me of that statement did. But Bloomberg owns this. He can't walk away from this. We're not going to let him. Oh, boy. The picture of Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action and Bloomberg holding the Every Town for Gun Safety, you know, little card at a rally in Seattle with, I don't know, maybe 40 people standing around him. Juxtapose that to the next 30,000 people you see at a Trump rally holding Keep America Great signs versus this nonsense over here. Michael Bloomberg's groups are not grassroots. Virginia Citizens Defense League is grassroots. Georgia Carry is grassroots. Arizona Citizens Defense League is grassroots. Kansas State Pistol and Rifle Association, grassroots. New York State Pistol and Rifle Association, grassroots. Buckeye Firearms, grassroots. And I could go on and on. I'm not leaving yours out intentionally. All of these groups are grassroots. Simply watch what's happening in Virginia. I'm going to pivot to Virginia to close out this hour. 43. The interview with Phil Van Cleve yesterday was outstanding. And let me tell you how good it was. As of right now, I am contemplating running those three segments in the final hour of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Virginia cannot be overemphasized, period. remarkable things are happening in the state of Virginia right now as the Democrats grab the reins of power and begin to do what Democrats and socialists do, utilize that power to come after the people's rights and freedoms, because their ideology doesn't work if you have a right to defend yourself from it. And we are watching right now an incredible turn of events in the state of Virginia as people sit up and say, hey, wait a minute here. You know what? I didn't vote for this. I made a mistake. I blew it. But you know what? I'm not going to let this happen to my state. Now, that's a different argument. Something I want to talk about, and I will in subsequent programming as we watch this legislative session, excuse me, in Virginia unfold. But I wonder, when we see the overflow crowds, for example, showing up to the commission's meetings in Fairfax County, Deep Blue County, hundreds of people showing up, overflowing outside. I wonder how many of those people that are in that room didn't vote. How many people are showing up in those 43 county meetings to declare themselves sanctuary cities didn't vote? That's the message that we have to get out. This is what happens to you. What's happening to them in Virginia, this is what will happen nationwide if you don't get out and vote. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be sitting there in an overflow meeting after the fact because I'm partly responsible for having to do that because I didn't vote. That's the message that we have to get out. And we're going to do that every single day on Armed American Radio. But we may be playing that in the next hour. Remarkable turn of events. Very fluid situation in Virginia. The entire nation is watching. Armed American Radio is going to see you. I will see you on the Monster Cast on Sunday. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you on the Sunday Monster Cast.